Who's mortal dust brought death into the world and all our woe. With loss of Eden, till one greater man restore us and regain the blissful seat, sing heavenly muse, that on the secret top of Horeb or of Sinai didst inspire. That shepherd who first taught the chosen seed in the beginning, how the heavens and earth rose out of chaos, or if Sion Hill delight thee more, and Celia's brook that flowed fast by the oracle of God, I thence invoke thy aid to my adventurous song, that with no middle flight intends to soar above the Ionian mount, while it pursues things unattempted, yet in prose or rhyme. And chiefly thou, O Spirit, that dost prefer before all temples the upright heart and pure. Instruct me, for thou know'st, thou from the first west present, with the mighty wings outspread, dove-like sat'st brooding on the vast abyss, and mad'st and pregnant. What in me is dark illuminant? What is low rays and support, that the height of this great argument I may assert eternal providence and justify the ways of God and men? Say first, for heaven hides nothing from thy view, nor the deep tract of hell. Say first, what cause moved our grandparents in that happy state, favored of heaven so highly, to fall off from their creator and transgress his will for one restraint, lords of the world besides? Who first seduced them to that foul revolt? The infernal serpent, he it was whose guile stirred up with envy and revenge, deceived the mother of mankind. What time his pride had cast him out from heaven with all his host of rebel angels, by whose aid aspiring to set himself in glory above his peers, he trusted to have equaled the Most High, if he opposed and with ambitious aim against the throne of monarchy of God, raised impious war in heaven and battle proud with vain attempt. Him the almighty power hurled headlong, flaming from the ethereal sky, with hideous ruin and combustion down to bottomless perdition, there to dwell in amantine chains and penal fire. Who durst defy the omnipotent